We're just seconds away from a conversation with Sima Dahl. That's two words, by the way. First name Sima, last name Dahl. Sima is an international speaker and personal branding professional. Today, we're going to talk about how you can keep relevant in the world today. How do you stay top of mind among people you want to do business with or who you want to have business done with you? It is not complicated, but it does take work. Sima Dahl, coming up next here on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Look, small businesses and nonprofits that outsource their human resource functions grow faster. Why? Because they're doing the stuff that they love to do rather than dealing with the complexities of HR functions. Learn more at AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through as always. With me is Sima Dahl. And Sima Dahl is here to talk to AMA Iowa Experience about personal branding. We're going to dig into that a little bit and find out what's so important about that. Sima, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. It honors all mine.
So tell me a little bit, what do you do? What do you do other than fly in here from Chicago and talk?
What I do is help people create demand for what they do.
For what they do?
That's right. So how are you behaving in such a way that you're increasing demand for what you do? So whether you work in corporate enterprise, you own your own business, or you're a sales leader, if you're not top of mind and known for what it is you do, well,
then you don't.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
All right. That being top of mind awareness takes several layers of stuff that you got to do.
It does. It takes consistent messaging across touch points. I spent my first 20 years as a corporate marketer with complex B2B tech solutions. You don't sell $1 million worth of software with a tweet,
right?
So it's consistent messaging on brand, and it's about the value the software delivers to the buyer. It's not about software. It's about the buyer.
Exactly.
Same for people.
Yeah. One of the things that I think many corporations, businesses, individuals don't quite get is that they should be answering problems, if you will, or give solutions to the buyer, to the consumer, to their clients. Not necessarily say, hey, I'm wonderful, or this is wonderful, and then how you go about doing it. All right, let's break all this cool stuff down because it does get exciting. When you're talking about an individual,
okay,
and that individual has a brand, and we all do, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. Some of it is good.
Well, and some of it just isn't strong enough to be memorable.
Okay. How do you get there?
Well,
other than being consistent.
Sure.
You got to pick your channels, I would imagine.
Well, it starts even earlier than that.
Go.
You have to determine how you want to be known. That's intentional, not accidental.
So you have to define you first.
That's right.
Okay.
I call it owning your ellipsis, right? It's the dot, 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 literally, figuratively, that follows the question, hey, who do you know who can help me with X? Who knows about Y? Who can step up and lead? What is the dot, dot, dot that you want to own and solve backwards to that?
All right. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. I would suspect that you want to have people play on their strength first. How do you find out where you're strong at?
Well, that comes from experience. Yeah. It comes from feedback from supervisors, from personality profiling, from work style profiling. And quite frankly, it doesn't mean the strengths you have is your finite list.
Mm.
You can
learn.
Add new ones. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What does this mean for people's careers?
It means everything. So we have a war on talent. There's a true crisis out there.
Yeah.
So talent acquisition can't happen fast enough, and talent retention is critical. It's a huge cost to every corporation to just keep their talent. And the number one thing talent professionals and HR people tell me is that when somebody resigns and they say, well, I couldn't get ahead and I couldn't move up and I couldn't move over, the most often common reply is, we had no idea you wanted to. Where have you been? You know, shy, quiet, don't lean into a conversation, don't raise your hand, don't volunteer, don't speak up. Nobody knows. You have not networked, built a network in this vast organization. So companies hire me to teach their staff that.
Really?
Yes, as a retention strategy.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
So you go into corporations and work with their employees to build their personal brand and their value proposition.
That's
Would
right.
that be accurate?
That's right.
Wow. Okay. What do most people lack when we're talking about their personal brand?
They lack confidence and a deep understanding of self-worth and self-value. And I know this firsthand. That's who I used to be, and I still struggle with it. Most of us do on any given day have some doubts about our abilities, our capabilities, our potential. But when they look in the mirror, if they don't see that which they want others to see, well, just go back to bed.
That can cause some severe depression in people, too, I would imagine, yeah?
Sure, sure. I mean, if you want to be the CEO of your career, you need to look in the mirror and see a CEO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens every single day.
It has to happen every single day.
You know, one of the things that we talked about before we went on mic was about soft skills. Some people talk about soft skills, the ability to communicate, the ability to be heard, the ability to interact with people, the ability to listen first rather than opening up one's mouth. How important are those things?
I literally just did a four-hour workshop for a Fortune 100 company on Tuesday of this week in Chicago just on communication. It was all high potentials and emerging leaders, and it was the ability to understand how to quickly gather your thoughts, step up, speak up, rise to the occasion, contribute, move a conversation forward, and quit being afraid of friction. Companies don't want yes men. Friction is a requirement for growth.
Friction, a requirement for growth. That's great, because if you're not causing something to happen, you're doing nothing.
Yeah, you're just watching it.
You're just watching it go by. When people hire you, Semidol, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest this afternoon. So when people hire you, what are the things that they're looking for? I mean, we just talked about a Fortune 100 company in Chicago that you're talking about communication opportunities with their employees as a retention factor, which I find fascinating.
Right.
But what other things do you bring to the table?
I work with sales teams on the very same thing. Imagine a sales force, 500 strong, each of them known as a subject matter expert, each of them staying top of mind, building that following, you know, building a cult of one. Imagine those same 500 salespeople taking all your marketing assets, hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent on content every year. What if all your employees, let's start with sales, knew how to share it to stay top of mind? What if you had a sticky employer brand where your people represented how awesome it is to work for your firm? What about that?
Yeah, what about that?
People are looking for ways to raise their visibility and leverage social, leverage offline and online, and use their employees to do it. Because you have all these employees with talent.
Why not use them?
Put them to work.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me give you a scenario here for just a moment. Because of the internet capabilities that we have right now, we can look up almost anything, find out information about almost anything. If I'm a car salesperson, for example, my value goes down precipitately because everybody knows the price of the car. Everybody knows what kind of an engine it's got. Everybody knows because you've done your research online. So then if it's not product knowledge, what do I have to bring to the table as a car salesman or as any salesperson? Is it that relationship building?
Absolutely. A commitment to serve. You know, if you just got a new car and I say, I've been looking for one, we're ready to buy, and you say, oh, you've got to go to, you know, Acme Mercedes and ask for Jim.
Because?
Jim is the man. Here's his name. Here's his name. I'm likely to Google him. Maybe not. But I pretty much don't return a phone call without Googling you first. I don't have time for bozos. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Right? So it's this whole what you can do for me, that you attitude, which is fundamental in B2B marketing and sales. We, you and I, we're B2B complex sales.
And what we find, Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. And what we find is this is across all platforms. Consumers have so much more knowledge base about whatever it is, and there's so much disruption out there in the market. So how do we answer that in business? If I am have a store, and I'm a one or two brick and mortar kind of a place, and my lunch can be eaten by my friend Jeff Bezos, for example, and Amazon. What hope is there for a brick and mortar retail center or store when you're faced with all of these options online?
Well, listen, social media isn't going to cure if you can't close a sale, if you're not competitive, if you don't have a product worthy or a service. Social media, and particularly the personal brand of that owner,
yeah,
is to make sure everybody he or she meets, everybody gets enlisted into his or her personal sales force. Everybody knows somebody who needs what you do. And if they don't need it today, they'll need it tomorrow. And you stand at the ready to connect the dots for me and your network.
So this is the secret sauce. The secret sauce is making sure that your personal brand, whatever that brand is, and hopefully it's a good one, is so impenetrable and so top-of-mind awareness, and that people really seek you out rather than going elsewhere. So it is experiential, yeah?
It's very experiential. I like to say every conversation is a sales opportunity. Every interaction, offline and online, is a marketing opportunity. Mm. You're either leveraging them or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, you ask me, who am I? Who are you? What do you do? Nice to meet you. And I say something ridiculous, like, I'm Sima Dahl, president and founder of Sway Factory, Inc. Like, I'm sorry,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
You don't even know where my first name ended,
right,
let alone my last name started, or what I do. So titles are meaningless. Your company name, unless it's a big brand, forget about it and focus how you deliver value.
So one of the things, one of the things that we are told in the world of business is make sure that your elevator speech or your 15 seconds or whatever.
I call it your airplane pitch because we don't talk to strangers in elevators anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
We don't, do we? And that has to be succinct and on point and engaging, yeah?
I like to say it needs to pop. P, pique my interest. O, open a dialogue. And finally, P, position yourself in my long-term memory. I used to say get etched in my mental Rolodex, but then everybody under 40 is Googling
Rolodex,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be speaking at the AMA Iowa experience and was kind enough to give us some time on her visit to Iowa. Much the same, I suspect, weather-wise, is what you're getting in Chicago these days.
Right. Snow, yeah. Slush, ice, and cold. But spring's on the way.
Final question for you, Sima. How do you stay so up?
How do I stay so up?
So I could tell the moment you walked in to the studio here that you were up.
I was up.
Yeah, you were ready.
Well, let's just say I've always been this way,
yeah, okay,
and it took me a wee bit too long to figure out this way of living doesn't fit so well in corporate, but serves me really well on a big stage.
As an entrepreneur, right?
It sure does.
Okay. Sima Dahl, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to her business up on our radio blog. Thanks so very much for doing this.
Outstanding spending time with you. Thank you.
Once again, that was international speaker and personal branding coach Sima Dahl. You want to find out more about her? We have a link up on our radio blog. I really enjoyed getting to know her better. All right, that about wraps it up for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? Yeah, we can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.